Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. And, of course, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country and some of the larger markets America has, and our independent stations that are here, there, and everywhere, just for good measure. And, of course, don't forget we broadcast around the world on the Internet, too, with the stream that comes off the GCN Live website, off our AM 860 and 930 stations, and my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, plus the Westwood One satellite, where you can hear us anywhere you have satellite reception. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for getting the job done, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, we appreciate you, too, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, getting the mail hauled from point A to B all over the place. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We have the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over there. It's actually called the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. I'll say that one more time. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us on the telephony line here, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He's been with us all night. Hello there, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and we're going to go pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right, and she's loaded for bear, and so are we. And we're going to say goodnight to everybody standing on the porch, 82 degrees, partly cloudy right here. We'll say the pledge, then we've got a caller, then we'll get moving. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, for all. And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, now I'm going to go up here and pick up Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was just wondering if you had heard of, I bought something yesterday at a small store, and I looked at the receipt, and it said global UID number, and it was a really long number on that receipt. That was a charge, a credit card charge. So I'm just wondering about these businesses and that number, because it kind of sounds like the same thing as giving everyone in the world a digital ID number, so that everyone has a number where they can be scored on their behavior, and they get rewarded for good behavior and punished for bad behavior, according to the globalists. I was wondering about that number, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. What do you think?
It is a ranking, yes. And it's a little on the disturbing side. So I would be looking a little deeper here to see how universally across the United States it's being used. It's terrifying, for sure, but, you know, we're being tracked by virtually everything else.
Yep.
And I would say the way, well, there's lots of ways that we can fight back, and one of them is certainly to stop using electronic money, if you will, and go to cash.
Yep.
So I would certainly start there, but it's an identifier, and we don't like it.
Okay.
Sure.
Back to what we were going to talk about to begin with. There's plenty of stuff to talk about, so start somewhere.
Well, for the sake of the listeners, I want them to look up, it's a Latin term called mens rea. And with these charges now that have now been applied to Trump, again, mens rea is going to be what the Department of Justice is going to have to prove. And I think they're going to have a tough time. Now, what is mens rea? It is the intention or knowledge of wrongdoing that constitutes part of a crime. Remember, these charges yesterday are criminal. They're not civil. And it has everything to do with January the 6th, although he was not charged with any crime. It's kind of interesting, inciting violence on January the 6th. So
mm-hmm.
He wasn't charged with, like, insurrection. So everything that Trump has done, he's gone through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lawyers, okay? And everything that Trump has done, he has done at the advice of lawyers. Now, with these charges happened yesterday, lawyers of all stripes, all over the place, have all weighed in on these charges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And almost every one of them universally are saying this is pretty thin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to break. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com. And, of course, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition rolls on.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers and growing. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a cost comparison right there for the policy that you've got on the current car or truck that you're driving. Now, if you want to go through an agent, you can do that too. Get the information off the website, geico.com, and get a hold of the agent and sit down with them or call them on the phone or whatever. But here's the way it works. If you want to use a computer, you can. Geico.com, the website, will give you all the information you can, and you can even buy your insurance over there. Now, they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And if you bundle that onto your car or your truck policy, guess what? You'll save money. Now, here's where you'll really save money. Take your homeowner's or your renter's or your condo insurance policy and stick it on there with your car or your truck, and you'll find out how much money you'll save right off the bat. It's just an unbelievable percentage when they knock the premium down considerably. So what you need to do is go to geico.com and find out what they'll charge you for your car or the truck that you're currently driving, then bundle in these other things I told you about, or get a hold of your agent, and they'll tell you how to do that, and they'll tell you how much money you'll be able to save. And in most cases, everybody I've talked to has saved money, including me, or you wouldn't hear me talking about them. So there you go. All right, back to the telephone line, and let's see. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Hello.
Good morning.
And we have one caller that just chimed in here. It's Bad Gab and Bob. So, Bad Gab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just saw here on the Internet where it says 12th grade boys are becoming more conservative as girls trend becoming much more liberal. And this apparently is being caused by the fact that they're being taught in school, I guess it's part of it, in general, that men are bad and that this is a feminization of our country. And anyway, I just wanted to have Denise, because this is something that's long-term, not very good for our society. All right, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, I've heard this in the days of the hippies. How about you, Denise?
Well, the chairman of the Federal Reserve came out a couple of years ago and said we have a, I think it was either a man problem or a boy problem. And he was putting out, you know, fair warning several years ago. And he's right. We can dislike him for a lot of reasons, including raising interest rates all the time. But on the bigger picture, he's exactly right. We have this problem. And, I mean, you don't have to look very far to see what is happening in the workplace, in school systems, with these, you know, bathroom policies, you know, certainly when it comes to, you know, men going into women's sports and, you know, all that. So, I mean, we absolutely have a problem. So I think in some ways, boys, men, young men are tend to fight back, and rightly so.
Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Denise. Just getting back to the Trump indictments that came down on Tuesday, is there anything that's different or new or shocking or something that we haven't heard yet, you know, in terms of what Trump said at the rally or any of these kinds of things? Is there anything in there that we know of yet, or is that still yet to come, do you think?
I don't think that Jack Smith really thought this thing out right. I think he was under pressure to deliver something, and, you know, he was appointed by Merrick Garland. But let's go back a little bit, because he, too, was the one that went after Governor McDonald and destroyed his career. But when it went to the Supreme Court, it was a 9-0 that it was vacated. In the meantime, the governor's life had already been destroyed. Now, what's particularly scary in all of this is the fact that we have this judge that has been assigned to the case, Tanya Chutkan. This is not a good judge. She has handled most of the January 6th cases in Washington, D.C. We obviously know that she's pretty much ruled how many of these people that came before her courtroom have been jailed. And, you know, I mean, their consequences have been pretty steep, pretty extraordinary. Having said that, she also, before she was an Obama-appointed judge, I might add, she worked for a law firm, Boyce Schiller, and this is a fairly interesting law firm because, crazy enough, it is the law firm that Hunter Biden is using or has used. It is the law firm that represented all the elites, and in fact, when I looked at their website, you guys will love this one. When I looked at their website yesterday, which is into itself scary, it even says that they are in fact the elite litigation firm, the elite litigation firm.
Hmm.
It also says on there, making new law.
Wonderful.
A law firm can make new law? They are trial lawyers. And then another one on their website says, advocates for change.
Hope and change.
For change.
Hmm.
So I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is becoming a full-blown assault on not just Trump. When Trump says they're not after me, they're after all of us, if you start counting up, if you start listing the people that were in Trump's orbit, and what I mean by that is not only that worked for his administration, but post-administration, you can... It's really quite staggering, the people that have realized a terrible consequence, and it doesn't begin and end with General Flynn.
I got a question for you. Who are the six co-conspirators that are unnamed? Are they
we
people?
We don't know. They're unnamed. We don't know that yet.
You think maybe they're the ones that spoke that day here at the rally?
I have no idea. Okay. No idea at all. But okay. I will say this. There's a force here, and the force is not Merrick Garland. He's just a patsy into himself, okay? I believe that this is all being run by some pretty nefarious people that include... Andrew Weissman, that include Lisa Monaco. I would say, you know, the people that run all the really lawfare that is happening here. Mark Elias. I wouldn't be surprised if James Comey is in this thing. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we really have to look at this law firm, Boyce Schiller Flexner, who they've represented, and we're under assault. I don't know how else to put it. Rudy Giuliani, remember when they raided his house?
Yep.
Remember when a judge ruled that in a prior... Trump case that they could impede the attorney-client privilege.
Well,
you know.
Well, yeah. Well, and well. Okay, well, we've reached the end of the segment here. To be continued again tomorrow. Thanks very much, and have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. There's never enough time, but that's all the time we have, unfortunately. Kyle, you'll hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback. We're going to talk about stuff.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Three more people have been federally charged in Texas in connection to a deadly smuggling event that happened back in March. They kidnapped a group of illegal immigrants and held them hostage in Houston hotel rooms.
The hostage takers were sent videos of the vicious beatings to the victims' families to get ransom payments.
FBI Houston Special Agent in Charge James Smith says two of the hostages were released. Law enforcement conducted an operation to rescue the remaining victim. The operation led to the death of one of the kidnappers. Suffolk County District District Attorney Ray Tierney says evidence regarding the alleged Gilgo Beach murderer will be handed over on a rolling basis.
We're just basically starting and then, you know, culling the material, providing it, and you know, sort of repeating the process. But there's, you know, it's a massive amount of material.
Tierney spoke outside the Long Island courthouse where Rex Huerman appeared for a pretrial hearing Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In today's troubled world, our USA Armed Forces stand ready to protect you, your family, and our American way of life. When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Operators are standing by to answer questions about making a tax-deductible vehicle donation. Find out how you can make a difference in the life of a United States veteran. Call 800-209-6495. For 24-hour response, call 800-209-6495. 800-209-6495. That's 800-209-6495.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and I forgot to tell everybody. I was looking at the clock wrong when I looked at it. Actually, my clock was set wrong here, and I had to get up during the break and set it correctly. But it was an hour ahead of what it actually is. So this is our Military and Veterans News segment. And I want to remind everybody that it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and, of course, one here in Clearwater, Florida. The website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there. Take a look at what they have to offer. Remember, they have two campuses, and then ask to take the tour at one or both of the campuses. Find out what they're both like and pick your choice of where you want to become an aviation maintenance tech out of what you see. That's 800-659-2080 on the number, 800-659-2080. And the website, again, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Well, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, now puts on his military hat. How's that helmet fit?
Snug.
Okay. You got a snug helmet. All right. Well, there is a poll out there that was done from June the 1st to June the 22nd, a Gallup poll, which was used to measure the faith in public institutions following a persistent dip in public confidence in the military over the past 5 years. Guess what? The military now has its lowest confidence level in 25 years. Thank you very much, Joe Biden.
Yes, this is very concerning, isn't it?
Yes.
And, of course, you know, I'm wondering what the issues might be, because especially over the last 20 or plus years now, we've seen our soldiers and our fighting forces go to Afghanistan, to Iraq, and so forth, and just do amazing things.
Okay.
So it's very difficult to understand. Yeah.
You made a statement. I'll give you an answer, because this is what I hear from the people every day in the military. Number one, it's either the woke culture, or number two, it's the fact that they can't do anything on the battlefield without having a JAG officer with them to determine whether or not the target can be taken out or whatever. They're a question. Their own orders are questioned. When you're being fired at, you could care less where the fire is coming from or who's doing the firing. You neutralize that. You put it out of service. And sometimes you have to do things that are not necessarily, you know, the way that people might think they should be, but guess what? It's you or them. That's it. End of story. No other exception.
Well, yeah, exactly right. In the combat situation, that seems to be the way it would be.
Yep, there's you and there's them, and you remember that. And the young men and women that are listening know exactly what I'm talking about that are serving our country. Now, congressional leaders say that they're confident they can reach an agreement on a compromise defense authorization bill later this year, even though the House and Senate drafts advanced so far differ significantly on a host of contentious social issues. And, of course, here we go with the woke agenda again that has no place in the military.
Well, that, and also, does the military then, does U.S. government via the military pay for abortions or for travel for abortions? That's one of the big holdups with Tuberville.
Well, if you join the military to do that, you're in the wrong place.
Right, exactly. But these social issues and this kind of thing, they do seem to be a clash. Yes.
Now, three former defense officials on Wednesday gave explosive testimony at a House hearing on unidentified anomalous phenomena, which is otherwise known as UFOs, but now they call it UAPs, warning that the sightings potentially pose a national security risk.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, ever since the Roswell incident and so forth, there's been all kinds of theories and conspiracy theories. And not only just until recently have we seen some of this footage and the video released by the American military of some of these objects that are hard, very hard to explain, let's say.
Okay. Now, pardon me. The VA has revealed it will conduct new studies to determine whether or not veterans with acute leukemia, chronic leukemia, or multiple myeloma outside of the head and neck could have resulted from military service in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Southwest Asia. And this goes back to the days of Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Right, exactly. So obviously, you know, what can be found out and what can be done for those affected would be very important.
Yeah, because a lot of people have come down with things that currently aren't covered under the way that they've got things set up, and everybody believes that they wouldn't have gotten it if they hadn't been in a certain place at a certain time, which caused it to happen. Now, NATO will step up security in the Black Sea region after Russia declares parts are unsafe for shipping. Now, the announcement came after a meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council, which was launched at a NATO summit in Lithuania earlier this month to coordinate cooperation between the military alliance and Kiev.
Very interesting indeed. Well, it seems the things continue to get pushed, don't they, here?
Yeah. And finally, China says U.S. military aid to Taiwan will not deter its will to unify the island. China accused the United States of turning Taiwan into an ammunition depot after the White House announced a $345 million military aid package for Taipei, and the self-ruled island said Sunday it tracked six Chinese Navy ships in waters off its shores. No surprise there.
Well, no, not at all, and they can get as upset as they want to, and they can continue to say they're going to reunify, mm-hmm. but we'll see if they actually really move on that.
Okay, we're running out of time, and we got time for one caller, so we got 1 minute, Mr. Caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Eric. You guys were just talking about military polling data.
That's right.
That's the lowest.
That's right.
It's been in 20-plus mm-hmm. years. Here's my perspective, and coming from a retiree and as a father of one Marine and one former Marine. Here's the situation. We've all seen since the Obama administration, dare I say even going back to the Bush administration, the powers that be, the 07s and above general officers, leaving service members in the proverbial out to hang dry when there's any sort of altercation or incident, or how should I say, you even kind of alluded to it, a quote-unquote violation of any potential rules of engagement, whether they press somebody too hard to the ground or whether they handcuff somebody inappropriately, detain them, or dare I say even, you know, have even sort of a casualty that shouldn't have taken place, a civilian casualty. The service members have been put through the ringer.
I can tell you somebody who didn't. My son, he took a JAG officer and told him to leave the scene.
Sure, and they need less mm-hmm. JAG officers
yep.
on the Victor units and on the lines, and they need more. I mean, this is my opinion. They need to get some of these general officers and put them downrange in the field of battle. They need to thin the herd mm-hmm. at the 07 and above level. These guys and these ladies and gentlemen just hang around, and some of them are good to go. But the combat effectiveness, in my opinion, the lethality is there
yep.
in the government from
yep.
the Obama administration. And the current administration
yep.
would let the service members do the deal, do the deed, and break tape when tape needs to be broken, instead of calling back to hire or calling back to the JIC or the JAG or whatever to get approval to break tape on something, and then they lose the they lose the initiative.
Okay, we're losing the segment here. So
hey, thanks for my call.
Thank you. Yeah, and Erica, for your information, I may know a general in the House here pretty quick because somebody's up for that one star finally. We'll see how that works out. I'll let you know. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kyle, you hang in there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. You'll hear Frank coming in on Friday again. We're going to have another barn burner of a segment or two with him because we've just been tearing it up lately. And, of course, check out his book over there, undergroundusa.com. It's called Nullification. Nullification. Check out his book if you can. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the brand-new Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Also, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Yeah, buddy. Now, that feels fantastic, I can tell you that, because I took a test drive in one. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup for those that are here in the Tampa Bay area. And, of course, their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who've served our country with the You Serve, You Save package, same as the Nissan dealerships are doing, Moss Nissan. Moss Acura, though, active duty military, That would be exactly what it sounds like, all active-duty military, all veterans, regardless of your branch of service, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, whether you're on duty, wearing the badge already, or you're retired, and, of course, church pastors, too, whether you're currently working in a church or you're retired. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Yep, side by side, Moss Acura, and right next door to it, Moss Nissan, right there on North Florida Avenue. And you can find them online by checking out their inventory at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them, the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for some other great things along the way. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, hey, Mr. Kyle, Chris is in Greece. Now, we didn't know if he was going to call in today or not. He told us he might try, but he's in an area where he doesn't have a great cell phone service, so we'll see what happens. But that's where he's at, and he was going to try at least one time in Greece to let us know how things were going on over there, because they got a totally different lifestyle, as you well know, right?
Well, that's right, and I think it's probably close to 12 o'clock or, you know, somewhere in the early afternoon there right now. But, yeah, we hope Chris is having a great time and hope he can just enjoy being with his family.
Trust me, he's on the beach. Now,
very cool.
Now, the rating agency Fitch yesterday downgraded the U.S. government's top currency ratings. U.S. foreign currency ratings were dropped by this company called Fitch. What do you know about that?
Well, we know that, of course, obviously, you know, the United States currency is the reserve currency of the world, for one thing. I don't know if this enters into it at all, but you have a lot of people talking about the idea that maybe if the dollar continues to drop or lose its luster, basically, that another currency could take over. But I don't see that happening really anytime soon. But it could be contingent one of these days on the Middle East, OPEC, saying, okay, we just want euros. We don't want dollars anymore. So that could be a game changer. But again, probably not in the offing yet.
What do you do if they want to go digital and they want some of that nonsense that there is, like play money on the internet?
Yeah, that could also change things quite dramatically.
Because a lot of people swear by that stuff lately, and the Bitcoin, and they're out there going, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, I don't think so.
No, only because it seems to lack, as far as I understand it, it's not the same as having a currency such as the dollar.
It goes up and it goes down dramatically.
Well, exactly.
Yep. And I know people that made a lot of money to begin with. They went, hey, man, my Bitcoin's going nuts, and this and the other. Next thing you know, they were broke.
Right. Well, it's fraught with peril.
Okay. Well, I don't like those kind of odds. That's just me, but what do I know, right?
Right.
All right. Now, looking at some other financial news that's out there, obviously we know the price of gasoline has gone up. I've been watching it like a hawk. I'm going to go over here and look at it again real quick just so I can tell the people. Gasoline did once again go up yesterday. Let me see here. It went up another 2 cents. Now, we watched the price spike from Monday to Tuesday, 20 cents a gallon in my area. What happened to you out there?
Well, yeah, gas actually did go up and in one area that I was in earlier on Tuesday. How about this, everybody? $5.20 a gallon.
And it was 470 something, right?
Yeah, and then there's another station I'm aware of in my general area. It was been $4.79 a gallon for quite some time, but on Tuesday, $5.05.
Well, we're getting close to that magic $3 a gallon price at the refinery without having the transportation cost to get it over to you from the refinery, wherever it comes from. The further it goes, the more it costs in terms of per gallon. And then, of course, you've got the state tax that gets added on to it. The federal tax is already on it. But you got the state tax and the local taxes and the transportation to get it to you. That's another charge on top of a charge. But it's just going to be crazy. And my big question to you is, Kyle, will oil prices hit $100 by the year's end? It looks like OPEC is trying to get it there.
Well, it could very well. That's right. We just have to sort of see how it's going to pan out. There was an expert the other day talking about OPEC Plus could have some internal strife,
yeah,
which might lead to some, yeah, of the some of them leaving,
well,
and the price going down.
I've got some information as to why this might happen, because amid OPEC's production cuts and the outage of a key Nigerian terminal, oil prices continue to rise, with the speculations that they could hit $100 per barrel before the end of the year, sometime around the 1st of September, of December. That would be horrible for the Christmas holidays.
Well, certainly, yeah.
So then what would the price be up by you?
Well, I don't know. California, the sky's the limit, I suppose. But I suppose if oil goes up dramatically, then you're looking at $5.50, maybe almost $6 a gallon, which I think it has been in the L.A. area during the recent times when there were big spikes.
Well, it's $85 to $91. Pick your price, pick your grade. Mexican is still very cheap. Let me see here. Mexican is $10 below that, but it's very dirty. We talked about that the other day, so that's why it's that. And it costs a lot to produce it. To try to get a gallon of anything out of Mexican oil, you have to scrape off the crud that's in it to do it.
Well, I think one of the major impacts from all this, though, Captain, of course, would be inflation would come roaring back. From even the high levels that it's at right now, it would get much worse. And people would start making different decisions. You mentioned the Christmas holiday time, right? What would people do now if they're spending even more just to put gas in their tanks to get to work and so on and so forth, and buy stuff at the grocery store, which would be inherently more expensive then?
Yeah, and here's an interesting story to kind of round things off a little bit. Don't we have the mayor of Miami running for the presidency?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Here's an interesting question for him out on the trail, anybody that wants to answer this. The Miami population dropped for the first time since 1970, and that means people are not flocking to Miami but flocking from Miami for the first time. They're getting out of Miami because they can't afford to live there.
See, that's a huge, huge issue, and certainly that would be a campaign issue, right? What would you do for the country?
Maybe that's why he's running for president.
Well, who knows? Yeah. But I think that, this is a cautionary tale then for cities that people are abandoning, mm-hmm, maybe for different reasons, not just a crime, yep, in certain areas of the country, but cost.
Yep. And I want everybody to know that when you rush in to get that cup of coffee at Starbucks and you see that, they're doing really good and all that stuff, well, one of the reasons they're doing really good, ladies and gentlemen, is because of their stores in China. So keep buying that Starbucks coffee. Keep supporting them because they're doing business big time in China.
Wow, yeah.
There you go. Last thing I'd drink in the world would be a cup of Starbucks coffee. I call it $9 now. It used to be $5. Now it's $9. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday, and we're going to get there right after this.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.